Taco Bell has removed green onions from 5,800 restaurants around the country. Initial tests show the onions may be the cause of an E. coli outbreak in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. Brad Linder has the story.
At least 65 cases of E. coli infection have been reported so far, and many of those infected have eaten at Taco Bell restaurants. Taco Bell officials say three samples of green onions tested positive for E. coli in a preliminary round of tests. New Jersey State Epidemiologist Eddie Bresnitz says while the tests are not final, the state has already taken precautions based on the assumption that the green onions are the culprit. Yesterday, state and federal officials visited McLean Food Services in South Jersey, the regional distribution center for Taco Bell.
The Department of Health and Senior Services is recommending in New Jersey that all Taco Bells receiving food from the food distributor to the Taco Bells discard all current food supplies and clean and sanitize their facilities. So we're taking a step in that, not just focusing on those facilities that have culture-confirmed E. coli cases, but also those facilities that have received food from the distributor.
The state is also recommending food workers be tested for E. coli infections if they work at a restaurant where an infected customer ate. There have been 40 confirmed cases of E. coli so far in New Jersey. Health officials have taken food histories in 24 of those cases and found out that 23 of the people who became sick had eaten at a Taco Bell. There are different strains of E. coli, but Bresnitz says it's important for anyone who suspects they may be infected to seek immediate medical attention.
Well, E. coli is a bacterium that can cause principally gastrointestinal infections, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea within a few days of consuming contaminated produce, but also contaminated meats as well. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea are not necessarily inherently dangerous, but if it's excessive and causes dehydration, or in some cases, basically kidney failure, then it can become life-threatening.
Earlier this year, three people died and 200 others were sickened after eating spinach from California that was contaminated with E. coli bacteria. While the first cases were reported in New Jersey, further cases of infection have been found in New York and Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, Taco Bell reopened restaurants in Long Island, New York, that had been closed in response to the outbreak, but the company closed nine more locations in suburban Philadelphia. Harriet Morton is spokesperson for the Montgomery County Health Department in suburban Philadelphia. She says four cases have been confirmed in the county so far.
We, went out and inspected the restaurants. We took the food samples. And then before they are able to open up, it'll be determined by the health department.
In many cases, E. coli can be avoided by thoroughly cooking food and by washing hands before and after touching food. New Jersey epidemiologist Eddie Bresnitz says no new cases have been reported since November 30th.
Not having had a new case up until at least yesterday certainly suggests that, in fact, it's passed. But, this investigation is ongoing. Until we actually identify the site and where the food has been distributed, we're not saying that completely that the outbreak is over.
Starting today, the New Jersey Health Department will be performing its own test of the green onions and may order tests of other food supplied by the same distributor. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in New Jersey.